This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the final installment of CDC's AMR Exchange On Demand series, Protecting Americans from Antimicrobial Resistance. I'm Dr. Dawn Sievert, and I'm the Senior Science Advisor in CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Coordination and Strategy Unit, and I had the pleasure of serving as moderator for this AMR Exchange series. Throughout this AMR Exchange, we've heard from experts here at CDC and from our colleagues working in Connecticut and Oklahoma. We learned about the work they do every day to protect Americans from the threat of antimicrobial-resistant infections. I would like to take a few minutes now to share some of the key takeaways from the series of discussions. CDC supports national infrastructure to prevent infections and detect and respond to antimicrobial resistance. Through efforts such as Health Department Healthcare-Associated Infection and Antimicrobial Resistance Programs, or HAI-AR programs, and CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Laboratory Network, or AR Lab Network, we are working in every state and across territories and cities to protect Americans from this public health threat. We heard from our partners in Oklahoma about the importance of collaboration and communication between healthcare facilities, clinical labs, and public health labs. This collaboration enables timely detection of antimicrobial-resistant bacteria and fungi and generates actionable data to inform patient care. One of our speakers highlighted that clinical laboratories are often an island and don't have good visibility into what is happening in the rest of the state. This could impact a patient's life because what happens to be an isolated pathogen detected in one area could actually be part of a larger outbreak. The AR Lab Network helps make critical connections and share data on potential antimicrobial resistance threats so clinical labs are more informed. Infection preventionists are critical to ensuring patient safety in healthcare facilities. They work to build trusted relationships with both healthcare providers and patients, as well as with health departments, to help prevent infections in hospitals, nursing homes, and other facility types. Every healthcare facility and clinical lab plays a crucial role in slowing the spread of antimicrobial resistance. We then heard from our partners in Connecticut about how state health departments and public health labs work together to combat antimicrobial resistance. Connecticut takes an all-hands-on-deck approach with the Health Department HAI-AR program and the State Public Health Lab working together and also working with their AR Lab Network regional lab partner in New York and with CDC. This critical partnership delivers clinically relevant services and combats new and emerging threats. They have also found success engaging partners from across the state, including doctors, pharmacists, infection preventionists, microbiologists, and researchers as part of a multidisciplinary technical advisory group. This group helps guide strategic decision-making, which allows programs to adapt to the changes in antimicrobial resistance over time. This partnership between the health department and public health labs was critical to Connecticut's successful response to an outbreak of extensively drug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa in 2022. The response to this outbreak also exemplifies the importance of engagement with healthcare facilities. When a doctor realized they may have a patient infected with a new form of antimicrobial resistance, they reached out to the state partners for help. Dr. Maroya Walters, an epidemiologist working at CDC, provided important information about an urgent antimicrobial resistance threat called carbapenem-resistant Enterobacterales. Carbapenem-resistant Enterobacterales have developed resistance to carbapenem antibiotics, making infections with these bacteria difficult or even impossible to treat. Some carbapenem-resistant Enterobacterales produce enzymes called carbapenemases that can break down carbapenem antibiotics. There are different types of carbapenemases, and the bacteria that produce them must be treated with different types of antibiotics. Over the past several years, we have seen a change in which carbapenemase is the most prevalent in the United States, and this has implications for patient care. CDC closely monitors how the epidemiology of carbapenem-resistant Enterobacterales is changing in the United States to provide better healthcare infection control guidance and inform appropriate treatment for patients with these infections. Finally, Dr. Belinda Ostrowski, shared her experiences working as a CDC field officer in New York. She provided insights and lessons learned from on-the-ground work to detect and respond to antimicrobial-resistant threats and how those approaches could be applied in other locations. She also highlighted the importance of this type of partnership between CDC and our state, territorial, and local partners. The trust built working together day-to-day is critical to effectively responding when outbreaks occur. Even if a state doesn't have a field officer like Belinda, working with them on the ground every day, they can still access expertise in infection prevention and combating antimicrobial resistance through the state's HAI AR program and the AR Lab Network. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have learned about what CDC and partners are doing to combat antimicrobial resistance. Thanks also to our panelists for taking time to share their expertise and experiences, and for the work they do every day to protect Americans from infectious disease threats. To access more information from CDC about antimicrobial resistance and to find resources, activities, and tools, visit us online at cdc.gov/antimicrobial-resistance and sign up for our newsletter. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy this AMR Exchange On Demand series.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.